Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Avodah Zarah. Perik Hey, Mishnah Tes. So what did we learn in the previous Mishnah? We learned that Yayin Nesach, even the smallest amount of Yayin Nesach, mix it with any amount of wine, of kosher wine, the whole mixture is usser. So the previous Mishnah taught us the halacha of lach belach. That means like a little bit of Yayin Nesach that got mixed up with other wine. What we're going to be learning in this Mishnah, in Mishnah Tes, is about solid pieces that get mixed up with solid pieces. Like a barrel of Nesach wine that got lost among many other barrels. Is there anything else like this that doesn't become bottled, that as little as it is, it'll aser an overwhelming amount if it falls into a mixture? Zakta Mishnah, yes. Elu Asurin, the following items are Aser, Aser Banah, the Oisrin Bekulshen, and they also Aser other things that they get mixed into. Never mind that they don't become bottled with Shishim, they don't become bottled in 60 times the amount, says the Batanura, even in 1,000 times the amount. It simply doesn't become bottled. Here's the list. What is Yayin Nesach? Zakta Batanura. Suppose I have a barrel of Nesach wine that became lost amongst 1,000 or more barrels of wine that is mutter. All the barrels? Arasar. What? What are the chances of this being the Yayin Nesach? There are 1,000 barrels over here. Doesn't make a difference. There's one barrel of Yayin Nesach, you can't use anything. Although the Batnura says that's not the halacha is you can take the value of that chavias to the Yam HaMelech, and the rest is Mutar Bana, although you still can't drink it. Vayikra says the Mishnah of Yavayda Zara. Let's say there's some kind of an image that people are serving, and it gets mixed up with 1,000 others that are not Avodah Zarah. They're all Aser Bana, as well as the Oirois Levuven, animal hides that have a heart opening. We learned about this earlier, Perik Bey's Mishnah Gimel. The Oivde Avodah Zarah in those days would cut open the chest of a live animal and remove its heart. They would bring it as an offering to the Avodah Zarah. This does not become bottle, even in 1,000. Vishara Niskal, that's an axe that was Nigmar Dinoi, Bezin sentenced it to death. Let's say it killed a person. And it got mixed up with 1,000 axen. Doesn't make a difference. It's all Aser. Vayikra says the Mishnah V'Egla Rufa, or a calf whose head was chopped off. If a dead body is found, we don't know who killed the person. There's a Zakenu of the nearest town. Have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Egla Arufa. They take a calf to a valley, they have to take off the head, and they have to announce that they have no responsibility for the murder. Now, if this calf, or its meat, got mixed up even in 1,000 other calves that are mutter, they're all aser. Vayta Betzipari Mitzayra. In order for a Mitzayra to become Tahar, so I'm sure you remember from Chumash, he has to bring two birds. One is Shechted, and the other is set free. The shechted bird is Aser Bana. If it became mixed up with other shechted birds, even 1,000, all of them are Aser Bana. Usa'ar Nazir. Same is true for the hair of a Nazir. The Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair until the time of Naziris is over. When it is over, part of what he has to do is he has to shave off the hair of his head, and he burns it in the fire underneath the pot in which he cooks the meat of his carbon. That here is Aser Bana. If a bundle of a Nazir's hair got mixed up with even 1,000 bundles of regular hair, it's all Aser Bana. Vayikra says the Mishnah U Peter Chamar. If a donkey has a baby, a boy baby, and it's first, you have to be paidit by giving a sheep or a goat to a kayin, and as long as it wasn't redeemed, it's Aser Bana. If this firstborn donkey wasn't redeemed yet, you weren't paided yet, and somehow it got mixed up with other donkeys, even 1,000, they're all Aser Bahana. Vayikra says a Mishnah Basar Bechalav. You have a piece of meat that was cooked with milk, and then it got mixed up with 1,000 other pieces. All of them are Aser Bahana. Now what's the Yisayt over here? Zakta Batanura, this Tana holds that all these things that are Aser Bahana, not just Aser Bechila, they're Aser Bahana. And they're Dover Shebeminyan. That means that they're items that aren't sold by weight. You count them. Something that's sold by weight isn't as Chashev. You come and you say, give me 2 pounds of oranges, 2 pounds of tomatoes. But if you're coming to buy something very, very chashuv, you say, give me two of them, three of them. And that, says the Batanura, is the sheet of this Tanna. If you have these two factors, that's the common denominator with all these things, that it's asur b'hanoah, and there are things that are sold by counting how many they are. They don't become bottle. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, another item on the list, at least according to some gerses, v'so'ir ha-mishtaleach. That's the sawyer that sent to Azazel, the sawyer la-Azazel on Yom Kippur. They would have to bring two se'irim. One is offered as a carbon chatas, and the other is sent away off a steep cliff. The list continues, like the Mishnah, v'chulin she'nishchetu bi'azara. Chulin means an animal that is not hegdish, yet it was shechted inside the azara, it's asur b'hana. Hari elu asurin, these are all asur, v'oisrin b'kulshen, and they asur. What they get mixed up with, even in the smallest amount. Hari elu, stressing only these. But even if something is asur b'hana, but it's not so chashiv that it's sold by counting, or even something that's so chashiv that it's not sold by weight, rather it's sold by piece, but it's not asur b'hana, those would not asur their taruvais. Taruvais means a mixture, the kolshen. All right, so quickly chazing over our Mishnah. The main yesod of our Mishnah here, Perikei Mishnah Tes, is that an iser which is a davar chashiv. He explained the davar shebaminyan. You sell it by counting. A live animal, or a big piece of meat, that it's roi to be mechabed orchim with it. These things don't become batal. And according to our Mishnah, that's only true if it's also asur b'hano. And the Mishnah gave us a list. Yayin nesach, avay dezara, the hide of a behema, that they took the heart out to be makabit for avay dezara, shor and niskol, a shor that was chayav skila in Bezdin, the egla arufa, they chopped off the head of a calf. It's part of the process of kapara when a dead body was found. We don't know from where. The birds in the process of taharas mitzayda, one is shechted, the second is sent off. From the point that the one is shechted, both are atzer b'hana. What about the bird that was sent off? We don't know where it is. So Chazal tells us that becomes mutter b'hana as soon as you send it off, because it can't be the Torah would tell us, send it off, and then someone's going to be over in Issa when he finds it. But the shechted bird, and even the live bird, before it's sent off, would aser a teruvais, even 1 in 1,000. As well as chulin shnishchetu v'yazara, that's a behemas chulin. And nobody was magdish, that was shechted in the yazara. According to one girsa in the Mishnah, add the sorya mishtaleach. That's the sorya la'azazel on Yom Kippur. The one that's pushed off la'azazel. That's also something. Where if it gets mixed up, even in 1,000, all of them become usher.